The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Okay, we're back here. Boy, I tell you, we got to take America back, and it's between us, the people, to do it. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II coming to you out of Alaska, Peter Neese out of California. And we had a caller here we didn't get through with out of South Carolina. Jim, you want to follow up?
Yeah. As I was saying, they're not allowing a write-in on the ballot for president in the 2012 elections. And I want to somehow
Jim, you don't elect the president. That's just a privilege. The Electoral College elects the president.
Well, they have removed the write-in provision to elect electors.
Okay, get a hold of the commissioner for voters registration, and if you look at your voters registration that you have to fill out over there, I believe you have to be a U.S. citizen. Are you a U.S. citizen?
No, I'm a United States national.
Well, then you would be a citizen of the United States of America. Title 28, Title 28, Section 1746-1.
Correct.
Let me interject here. It's citizen of the United States is what everything is. That comes out of a statute, 14 Stat 27, 1866. And that's for people that want to have the same rights as white citizens. It's codified today in Title 42 U.S.C., 1981, 1982, and 1988. I am not kidding you. It was memorialized. It was strictly for the Negroes in 1866. It was memorialized in the 14th Amendment to make it very difficult. It's a fiction in law. And then very quietly in 1870, they said, because Congress has the power of naturalization, they said, oh, by the way, you people that are black or African, you can be naturalized, and you won't have the same rights as white citizens. You are equal in all respects. But, of course, nobody bothers to read the 1870. Now, another comment I would make. You do not want to be a national, because a national is with no several states. Germany, you can be a German national. That's fine, because they don't have the several states. Ours is a constitutional republic. Now, the citizenships that are valid, when you are naturalized, they used to, because I have all the books to prove it, old books. When you were naturalized, you came in as a citizen of the United States of America, not a citizen of the United States. It's a traveling citizenship. And you were naturalized in a court of record in one of the several states. You were not naturalized like they do today in these United States district courts, these fictional courts. You were done in one of the state courts of record, like ours would be the Superior Court, would be our court of record. And a citizen of one of the several states is where you become domiciled. So if you are, let's see here, you're out of South Carolina, so you would be a citizen of South Carolina, not a citizen of the state of, but the citizen of South Carolina. And the reason why that's important, because there's supposed to be a constitution of South Carolina, which is the law of the land, and you want to be a citizen of that land. Well, we're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, this is all out of Alaska, John, Peter out of California. And I was just going over the citizenship status, and I highly recommend. I got the naturalization documents, people that have been naturalized. I got threw out of, by the way, the down in the United States District Court there in Anchorage. I got thrown out of the courthouse because I wanted to go in and see these people that were coming in. Because what I had done is I had waited outside when they went in and whatever ceremony they did. And I was explaining to them that you do not want to sign up to become a registered voter because you were sovereign inside. And as soon as you walk outside and say, I want to be a citizen of the United States, you just threw away all everything that you've worked for the last 5 years. And the U.S. Marshals, place must be bugged, it probably is, they grabbed me by the short hairs and escorted me out of the second floor and outside. Because we didn't want to educate, but... A citizen of the United States of America is a traveling citizenship to go to any of the several states or even the territories. A citizen of North Carolina is when you become domiciled, and it's really important because that's where you get the law of the land, and it's the Constitution of South Carolina. And we always want to be attached to the land, and a citizen is the means by which you attach yourself to the organic Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Because all of our Bill of Rights are supposed to be posited strictly into the several states, and the ones in the federal Bill of Rights that we always cite, 1 through 8, initially and still don't have any relationship. They are a prohibition to Congress. Thou shalt not do these things. But our unalienable rights or our fundamental rights are not secured there. That was to lock Congress up to tell them they can't do anything to touch you and me down here in one of the several states. Very few people seem to know that. That changed in about 1960 with the MAP case. And if you read the recent Chicago versus McDonald versus the city of Chicago, that Supreme Court case on the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court says we are going to incorporate what part of the Bill of Rights into the fiction called a citizen of the United States. That's right in the damn case. Isn't that amazing?
Who put that in charge? Rod? Rod?
Jim, are you still there, South Carolina?
Yeah,
yeah,
Rod.
I'm still here.
Rod, are you there?
Ralph,
are you there?
I am.
Yeah, I thought I'd let you know Rod Class has basically exposed that small United States District Court, and they're now filed in it right now, and the attorneys are going crazy because the attorneys can't go in that. And in that court, the judge has to turn his hat around, and basically they're going to proceed with their rights on certain things where they were suing people. And like I said, the attorneys can't come in.
Yeah, I've heard that. I haven't seen evidence of it yet, but that's a good point. Jim, do you have
that's
anything
an article
else you want to follow up on?
Can I get a word in edgewise here for a minute, guys?
Yes.
Okay. I want the slaves to have a choice on the ballot. I don't care about me. The slaves need to have a choice. And I want that space for write-in on the ballot put back on the ballot for the 2012 election.
Is that a federal or state prohibited thing in South Carolina?
It's state. Five states in the last election, 08, prohibited a write-in on the ballot for president. I want to change it in South Carolina.
I think it's unconstitutional. So what I would suggest doing is getting hold of some of the legislators and stuff, and somebody needs to probably take it to court and say, hey, you cannot limit me to who I choose to vote for.
Well, when I called them the last time and I got my absentee ballot to vote, we called the Board of Canvassers in Greenville County, and they got downright nasty over the whole thing. They said, if you write anything on that ballot under president, the whole ballot's going to be thrown out. I want to rub their face in it this time.
You've got to go and file. I tried to tell you, you have to go and file your complaint with the commissioner of voter registrar.
Okay, very good. Now we're getting somewhere. And I got another little, Ralph, those documents that Pete was just talking about, I'm the one that sent them to Pete. They're coming to you now at JessBelly.com.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
And a little quick story. When I lived in Michigan, there was a fella in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who was accused of child abuse. His three boys got in trouble, and he beat their butt. The sheriff showed up because a neighbor called and took all three of them out of the house. By 4 o'clock that afternoon, the youngest one came back, and the sheriff said, "This one's not ours." You know what the difference was in the three boys?
No birth certificate.
Yep.
Correct. The third one was born at home and didn't have a birth certificate.
That's correct.
Yes. In Alaska, they have two birth certificates. Will you believe that? They have one in the old CAPS name, and they have another one, if you know, to ask for it in the upper and lower case. Can you believe that? I got a friend that went down there, and he got both the one in upper and lower case and the one that's in the all caps. Can you believe that?
Yep.
There's two of them.
Okay. Yeah. So look those documents over there, Ralph. I think you're going to find it interesting because it not only goes to the heart of the court, it goes to the heart of the CAFRs, too, because they're stealing money.
Yeah, I got something to comment about the CAFRs as soon as we get through all the callers.
Well, they're stealing money left and right. The court system.
Absolutely. I can. Well, I have filed in a reply brief in the Supreme Court, which we're going to get to, but I want to get to all the callers. These people on our manufacturer's statement of origin, DMV, the state of Alaska, are criminals. They're taking theft by deception. But you got anything else, Jim, or we'll go to the next caller?
Go on. I'm done. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling. Listen, Jim and Barry in California. You're up next.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Ralph. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Howdy.
Ralph, I know Peter knows about this. Ralph, are you familiar with the Stacey Lynn case in Colorado?
No, I'm not.
She exposed Agenda 21, and there was several agencies involved. Peter, I just found out some more information that the Colorado State University had people there. Basically, the head people are totally corrupt. And another reason why they took her son away, since she was a whistleblower, is that there's a child ring thing going on over there, like the Penn State thing.
I'm sorry, what is going on there? What?
Basically, she whistleblowed on what Agenda 21 is and how they're stealing land and property away from the citizens. And it's deeper than that, but then it's deeper than that where there's a child ring being involved in the background.
He said, Ralph, he's talking about a child deal where they give the kids away, like you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's just sickening. It's all it is slavery, but go on ahead. I got all kinds of documents on that. Go on ahead.
And Dave Hodges has got a hold of some of the people from that community that are willing to come on a show without saying their names. And because there's police that they have, that by order, they have to overlook while a child's being kidnapped or given to whoever. And the whole town knows about it, and if they've been threatened, if they say anything, they're done or their family's done.
Wow.
And he's going to expose this on his show. I don't know if it's going to be the next one, but it's going to be real soon.
Now, whose show is this going to be on?
Dave Hodges. On Sunday night, he has a show.
After
your show. Yeah.
Okay.
So Peter, it's deeper than what I showed you.
Yeah, it's like Rod was trying to tell you, it's all over the world. It's evil, man. I think these guys are possessed.
Well, what it is we're in a spiritual war. But if people don't want to believe in God or not.
I understand that. That's why I said, I think these people are possessed.
Yes, they are. And we're living in the most evil time ever, I think. And it's going to get worse.
I thought you're right in that area because you know what? Sometimes I think we may end up owing an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, how can, you know how people say God bless America? No, he can't bless this country. Look at what we've done with all the babies.
We can bless the country. It's the government. The country's great. The people, the real people that have moral fiber are great. It's the coup d'etat, the people that have overthrown our constitutional republic. These evil, despotic, totalitarian dictators. Those are what our problem are.
The truth that you guys talk about, and also with Jonathan on Wednesday, on what's happened to our government, once you know that truth, you cannot go back to lies. You have to continue to dig and research how far these lies are going, and then you have to share it with your neighbors and your friends and your family. And if you don't, then you're worse than the government, if you know this truth. Anybody out there that's listening today, it's time to stand up. It's time to know what you're supposed to do. And we have the ammunition on RBN, especially on Wednesdays. So it's our responsibility as men and women, human beings, to care for other human beings.
Yeah, I agree. We got to go to break. And absolutely, we'll be back in just a minute. Thanks.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey's systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Okay, well, this is Ralph in Alaska and Peter out of California. And before we continue on with Barry, something, two short sayings. I like a lot of these quotes because some of them are so on point. Let me give you two short ones. When the honest man discovers he is mistaken, he will either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. Anonymous. Wow. Another one that's around a lot is what Samuel Adams, and this is one of them that I'm just right on point. Contemplate the mangled bodies of your countrymen and then ask yourself, what should be the reward of such sacrifices? If ye love wealth better than freedom, the tranquility of servitude, then the animating contest of freedom, go from us in peace. We ask not your counsel or arms. Couch down and lick the hands that feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. Samuel Adams. I think those are two right on point to what Barry's talking about. Barry, you got any further comment before we get to the next caller?
Well, actually, I want to correct what I said. I shouldn't have said human being. That's not correct. People. We're people. We're people from our respective states, countries. And the thing is if we do not speak up for our children because they are the next generation, who's going to stand up for them? No one else will.
And you know what? It's up to the men. Women are there for us to protect them. Yeah, they have equal footing today in our world. And the children are there for the parents to protect them. But it's the man to get off our tush, stand up, and do not take this step. Stand up and fight.
Yeah, basically, Barry, if you're going to use the term human being, put de jure in front of it. D-E space J-U-R-E.
I didn't mean to say human being.
When I get excited, I don't check the word. The definition, especially in Defunk and Wagnalls, human has no soul. We are man, women, mankind. And if you go in the definitions, a man or a woman has a soul. A human does not. Go ahead.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get at. And the thing is they can, you know, they can do anything they want to us. They can hurt us physically. But there's one thing they can't touch, and that is the soul. No way can they touch the soul.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever get a chance, I wish I had a way to take my, I've got a early 1900 and a 1940s, but I can't run them through my scanner. I would tear the books apart, but I'm telling you what, those Funk and Wagnalls dictionaries are extremely large, and I used to sit in my office and spend all afternoon looking up words. It's just amazing when you see the definitions that haven't been altered by our New World Order Websters and all this other nonsense.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go because you probably have some other callers.
We do. We got three other people minimum. Matt, thanks for listening and calling, Barry. And Matt in Ohio, you're up next.
Hello?
Yes, hello,
yeah,
Matt. You're on with Ralph and Peter.
Let's go, Matt.
Well, okay, yeah, I did find that court case you were talking about with the Federal Reserve.
Oh, okay, why don't you give it to us?
All right, you can do a Google search with this. Court rules Federal Reserve is privately owned. It's the court case of Lewis versus the United States. Or you can go with the URL. That's save-a-patriot.org/files/view/fr-court.html.
Do they give a case site like?
Is there a site with that, Matt?
Lewis versus the United States.
No.
680 F.2D1239, and the court case was 1982.
All right. I knew it was there.
Yeah, I found it my first search. I remember reading that back many, many years ago when I read a book. I believe it was called Goodbye April 15th. I don't know if you remember. That was an excellent book.
Why don't you give us that case site again, please?
The case, okay. Lewis versus V period, United States, comma, 680, F period, 2D, 1239.
1982 case.
Yes. And that was lost on appeal, too, also.
Okay. It was a traffic accident with the Federal Reserve
vehicle. Yeah, a traffic accident with some kind of Federal Reserve vehicle.
Right. And
well,
they were suing,
nice,
they were suing the United States government, and they didn't have subject jurisdiction.
Right.
Sued the wrong party.
Right.
Very expensive. Very expensive.
Yep. Okay, well, great. Thanks, Al. That's a nice circuit case.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think I just heard the music, so we got to go have some of our good sponsors get their information out. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, welcome back. Ralph in Alaska, Pete out of California, and Matt in Ohio. We were just getting ready for you, and you hung up. If you're listening, why, call back in, and we'll put you at the head of the list, Matt in Ohio. And I want to make a comment, too, here. RBN is, and I'm in great agreement with John Stoutmiller, is not only do he put out the issues of fear, because fear sells, I mean, it really does, but is to put out solutions. And I have a show every Sunday at 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I'm just one of the many hosts here, and I put out solutions. We're taking it to them. We've got it in the Supreme Court of Alaska. We may get to it. What would you do if you knew that they had stolen from you, DMV? What would you do? Would you just sit by and say, oh, yeah, I've got it in the Supreme Court of Alaska right now?
Racketeering charge.
It's a theft by deception. I've got the statutory stuff. I've got the stuff. And as we get through the callers here, we may talk about that if we get time. But
yeah,
anyway, the main thing is Republic Broadcasting works on money. There's a pledge drive going on. When I had my business, I spent tens of thousands of dollars supporting people, Joyce Riley and others that were in the fight. And the people that have the money, I don't have any right now. They took everything from me, and I don't give a rat's rump. I'm still here, and I'm still talking until they kill me or lock me up. But if you can contribute, please support Republic Broadcasting so that people like Peter and I and John and other hosts of RBN can give you some real uncensored news. Tom in North Carolina, you're up next.
Hello, Ralph and Pete. How you doing, guys?
Hey, good job.
I'm still upright and still giving them hell.
Well, I got several topics I want to hit upon. Number one, I've got two birth certificates. It took me 6 months to get them from the state registrar from the state where I was born. The one is the all-capital corporation created by the state. The other one was hand-filled out by the doctor in upper and lowercase letters. They're both on bond paper.
It's called intaglio printing. If you would, I don't know if you would let me have them or not, or I could take out the names. I would sure like to have evidence of that because I like documents so we have the evidence. But go on ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let you know that I've got that. The other thing is what Pete was saying about Rod Class, he was in court today at 1:30 in Ohio. And what Pete was saying about that was he has filed, it's a foreclosure case, and this couple is suing the bank. And he's filed his paperwork into the District Court of the United States, which is an Article III court. And the court has been doing everything they can to keep him from doing this.
Because is that a federal court? Right?
Yes.
Do you have a case?
I do have the case, but I'd have to pull up an email.
Case number and where it's filed?
I have the case, but I have to pull it up in an email, and it'd take me a few minutes to do it.
Okay, well, you can do that, or you can call back or hang on. Go on ahead.
But besides that, I wanted to address the Federal Reserve from the earlier caller who wanted to find out more about it. You can go back and Google Secrets of the Federal Reserve by Eustace Mullins. And that is the work that was created from a conversation between Eustace Mullins and Ezra Pound in the 1950s. Ezra Pound got Eustace to write this book like a detective story to tell the truth about what the Federal Reserve really is. Now, I believe that Edward Griffin took that information and wrote his book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. So there's a lot of information on that, and it's from a while back. So, yeah, it's the Federal Reserve that was created through agents, in my opinion, are from the Holy Roman Empire. So they have done this to now you got to remember what is the Pope? He's the head of the Holy See, except they spell it S-E-E. They should spell it S-E-A because it's the law of the sea. It's admiralty, and they're bringing this admiralty law onto land, and these courts that are doing these foreclosures have no venue to hear these cases because they're under the law of the sea, not the law of the land.
Yeah, but they didn't have any documentation either to show that they had standing in court.
Absolutely. Whatever attorney is bringing this case into court, he has no jurisdiction to bring it in because it conflicts with the dead man statutes. He's speaking for a dead corporation.
Tom, what they're trying to get everybody to do is to volunteer.
Right, absolutely. It took you months to hammer that home to me. I understand completely.
It's all voluntary.
Absolutely, I understand. And your parents volunteered you into the system even though you weren't told what was going on.
Right.
There was one or two other things I wanted to hit upon, too. They're escaping me right now. But, yeah, you're forced to volunteer. That's why you got thrown out of that court situation in Anchorage, Ralph, because they don't want you, any of the other people, to realize what the hell's going on. If you
tell them, we're back with a vengeance, and now that I got these manufacturer statement of origins, I mean, in 2 years I got 84 traffic citations because I wouldn't get registration and stuff. Tell me I didn't meet a lot of cops. They hauled me to jail, 6 misdemeanors dropped. I mean, I got to know almost all of the troopers and a good part of the Anchorage Police Department up close and personal.
I'm the same way in this area. They all know me. They've arrested me several times.
I can't do it anymore because I don't have any money. I haven't had a traffic citation now in over 5 years because I got stupid. I had one sting. I've had 3 against me, and I got stupid and got involved in one with the Chickaloons out here, and I took their license. and try to take it to court, and they wouldn't help me. Then I found out you can't sue native corporations without Congress, and they wouldn't help me. They gave me, because I could have walked across the street and got an Alaska driver's license to drive their car, they gave me 6 months in jail, $5,000 fine, 5 years probation. They took the $5,000 down to $1,000, 6 months down to a year, and the probation, they made me do a community service because they wanted to shut me up for 5 years. They don't even do this to DUI guys. They get around and serve three days or maybe a week total in jail. I served a month.
Well, see, you're putting a bump in the road to their money-making machine.
And then the judge said, Judge Wolf said, we'll let you out of jail. I went in there, and I spit in his face. I'm telling you what, I put him under citizen's arrest, and I haven't done with that guy yet. Because I said, man, I am not getting on my knees and licking your boots, Bubba. Not going to happen. Lock me up, fine. I'll do my 30 days, and you can go to where the sun don't shine.
Well, you would be very interested in getting on to the Rod Class calls, because he has taken the same thing on the administrative level to the higher courts, and they would not rule against the DMV administratively because the judge said they weren't part of the state.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have got this case in, and I'm going to go back and sue them because I've got the case. When the government enters into commerce, they are on the same standing as you and me.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're liable.
That's what has to happen.
To sue them, and I'm going to get around and because see, I got ahead of the curve. They were going to take my driver's license. That's another long story, and they did, but that's fine. But I got ahead of them, and now it's sitting in the Supreme Court, and we do have the right to travel. If they didn't steal our property, they steal our property. We're driving the government's car, and I can prove it conclusive. No ifs, ands, or buts anymore.
You're absolutely right, and that's what Rod Class is doing. He's saying, look. If they're not part of the legislative branch of the government, then they're private agencies that can be sued.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to give our legislators notice because under that Thompson versus Conley, where he was in jail for 18 years on death row, and he sued them for $14 million, and they come back and said, the cops didn't have the training and the DA and all this stuff. I'm going to give them notice. Before I go after them, guess what? You guys do not have the authority, and I'm telling you, go get educated. Yes,
Ralph, what he's trying to tell you is the other suit that Rod Class has, he gave him an ultimatum, and the ultimatum is you owe me $2 million and some odd acting as an employee for you driving your car.
Is that in federal court or what?
Excuse me?
Is that in federal, state court, or what?
That's in state court.
I believe it was state documentation.
I'm always interested in people that are doing it and taking it to them. But I need evidence, man. And evidence, when you see it,
I'll
is absolutely astounding.
I'll send you his site that he has his evidence on. The trouble is, when I send you something, I never get a return response. I don't know if it got to you or not.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything from you.
I've sent plenty of stuff to you.
Ralph, you can just Google his name, and you'll get the site.
I'll be honest. I've got my fingers in about 15 plus cases right now, all the way from bankruptcy to IRS to.
His case hits right on with what you're talking about. Who owns the car?
Absolutely.
And he's already won in the administrative arena where the judges admitted that the state owns the car.
Well, I'd like to see it in writing, so anyway.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, it's on his site, and he's got a call coming up this Friday night at 9 o'clock on AIB Radio.
It's on TalkShoe.
Yeah, yep. AIB on TalkShoe. But the information that's going to come out of this case today is going to be very important because it's going to set a precedence. All of these foreclosures that are happening, you can shut them down very quickly because, number one, the attorney that's bringing the case into the court has no jurisdiction to bring it in because it's against the dead man statutes. And, number two, the court has no venue to hear it.
Could you look up the case number in the state? Because I'd love to look at the – I have PACER. I'd like to take a look at it.
Tom, the trouble is, see, when people get attorneys to fight these things.
Well, absolutely, you're right. Yeah, you don't want an attorney.
And all of a sudden, basically, it's saying, okay, we're going to volunteer into your system to settle this.
Right. No,
they don't go in as a pro se, or I should say, as a person against it.
Right. You're a slave to the system. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all done through trickery. That's why in the United States courts, it's a sham. It's got to be the District Court of the United States, not the United States District Court. That's the difference between Article 3 and just a corporation.
Right. We only have one Article 3 court in existence today, the Court of International Trade.
No, that's not true.
There's another one. Rod Clark is uncovering it right now.
Yeah, so that,
I didn't
this
finish
case
my statement.
Today.
There's one out there that's in the open, the International Court of Trade, where they actually admit it's an Article 3 court.
Well, they got Hawaii, too.
We have
Hawaii's
one other
Article
one
3.
That in 1948, the District Court of the United States, the Article 3 court, was put into the closet, and the United States District Court came out in 1948.
Right, okay. Yeah, absolutely. That was done under FDR. FDR was the one with the New Deal created all that crap in the Supreme Court. He put his cronies in there to do all that.
Well, the final part that was finalized was under Mr. Truman. 1948. 1946 and 1948 were banner years.
Mm-hmm.
They created a new society, Ralph.
Absolutely. And the same thing with what Rod is doing administratively with the DMV, saying, okay, if you're a private organization, you owe me for all the years that I was told that I have to have a title, and that's how they get you for driving commercially, because you volunteered into their corporate system. But the problem is they never gave you any money to do that. So there's a conflict there. And it's the same thing.
No compensation.
Absolutely, no compensation. Of course, you can't be compensated with a Federal Reserve note anyway because it's a debt instrument. There is no money.
Wait a minute. If you volunteer, you can.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's right. But this also goes to your birth certificate. Okay, if you volunteered into this corporation when you were born, where is your compensation for being employed by this corporation for the whole time you've been alive?
That's correct.
And that's where the American people have no clue as to what's going on. You cannot vote a president into it's all a corporation. And
right.
Just like Pete said, it's done through it's got nothing to do with your vote. Your vote means nothing.
There's a case called Lynch versus United States, 292 U.S., 571, 1934 case. Fifth Amendment commands that property shall not be taken without just compensation. Valid contracts are property, whether the obligor be a private individual, a municipality, a state, or the United States, all kinds of Supreme Court cases. You cannot take property without just compensation. That's a holding, by the way, of the Supreme Court of the United States.
The assumption is that you are a slave, and a slave.
Absolutely, we all are. We don't, because we are sitting in Babylon.
Babylon, absolutely.
Babylon, and we're trying
is.
To get out, and it's not easy
right.
because there's been a complete coup d'état. There is
absolutely.
No constitutional republic. It's all the documents are there, but all the people have left, the money is left, everything.
Right.
But we're back.
Okay, for you people that want to get in touch with me, my email is law, L-A-W, man, M-A-N, 07@live.com if you have any questions that you wish to ask me.
Tom, can we go to the next caller here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks for your call and
what you're doing.
Tom. Tony in Florida, you're up here. We want to get you before the break and then before we close out.
Have either of you two gentlemen heard of a Secretary of State pulling?
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah, I know you've heard of Secretary of State pulling a case away from a judge on the eve of a trial.
Sure.
No, I haven't.
Yes, because basically the president of the corporation called the United States and the Secretary of State share power.
Okay, go ahead, caller. What's your point? Do you have a case?
There's an attorney that cornered Obama in Georgia on his birth certificate. Five people are complaining against him. There's a law that says, you know, you can sue against a candidate on the state ballot to come up with proof that he's eligible. I don't know why anybody's talking about this.
He doesn't need proof. He's president of a corporation. He's not president of a country.
I disagree with that, because to be on the ballot in Georgia, he has to certify that he's qualified. And that's coming up, I think, tomorrow is the deadline.
Tomorrow,
isn't it?
You've 26th heard about
tomorrow?
It, yes, tomorrow. And he's asking the Secretary of State to pull it from the judge.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, we're back to the bank here, and this is Ralph and Peter, and we've got a good caller. We have had a bunch of really good callers today. Tony in Florida, and you're right on, because down in Georgia, and I'm reading that out of the case, the election code mandates that every candidate for federal or state office who is certified by the state executive committee of a political party or who files notice of candidacy shall meet the constitutional and statutory requirements for holding office to be sought. And it goes on farther down without reading all the stuff. The Secretary of State and the electors have a right to challenge his authority. That's right on what Tony was bringing up there. And that's right out of, and that judge is, it's a wonder he's probably somebody's looking to do him in. That judge is Michael A. Malihi, M-A-L-I-H-I, judge. And he says, you are going to, Georgia has the statutes. And they're challenging, if you want to get on the ballot, you have to, if they do within a certain time, you have to certify that you are constitutionally and statutorily qualified. I think Mr. Obama's got a problem. What do you think, Peter?
Well, it depends on which constitution you're talking about, because remember, the District of Columbia, the municipal corporation there that was basically put together, adopted the Constitution after the Civil War, and they liberally construed it.
That may be fine, but we still have the original federal Constitution with the original 10 Bill of Rights. They're still there. They haven't gone away.
I understand that, but basically that was suspended in 1861.
I wouldn't agree with that.
The strict construction of the Constitution was done away with in 1861.
You're doing the signy die stuff. You think when Congress went out, well, Congress cannot. I don't agree with that particular position.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm just telling you that it's a fact.
I know. Right? Yeah, we can agree to disagree. That's what
right.
The show's about. Not everybody's omniscient, and not everybody knows everything about everything, and we can agree to disagree.
So if he gets registered to run as president, you know it was liberally construed, basically under admiralty law.
Well, if what Rod Klaus is doing, there is a district court of the United States, that means we still have a federal constitution. Otherwise, you can't have a district court. 1789, the Judiciary Act. Was still is in place. It's never been repealed. Just
right.
Like the coinage act, 1792. 371.25 grains of fine silver is a dollar. We have no units and measure for a dollar. I mean, how crazy can it get? We have a dollar that's one that has weights and measures. We have another dollar that is fiat nothing. It's monopoly money. It's crazy.
Right. And most of the people that are on Social Security, when they filled out the application, line 3 says, are you a U.S. citizen?
I don't know if it says U.S. citizen, but citizen of the United States is the one that has a strict definition.
And basically, that's a metaphor, because there's all kinds of different definitions of U.S. citizen.
Well, there's one definition for a citizen of the United States, 14 Stat 27, codified in 42 U.S.C. 1981, 1982, and 1988. And by the way, that was in that McDonald case, too.
But see, that's why I was talking to you about what basically, when you sign an application like that with a naked signature, they use their definition, not your definition.
Well, this is their statutory. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show today. This is Rob Kermit, Winterow II, out of Alaska. Peter Neese, out of California. We're sending in for Stunt Sentinel. He's out wandering around doing what he does. And donate to Republic Broadcasting. And as I always close out my show, watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. And we will see you tomorrow on John Show.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. Stay.